What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Good morning, guys. 不知道你们是几点收听的，但我现在录音的时间是早上。So, good morning. I'm very hungry right now, so I brought my breakfast here to eat while I record. I hope you don't mind. 我肚子超饿的，我还没有吃早餐呢。
Sorry, you can't eat in here.
But I'm so hungry. 我好饿哦，拜托让我吃嘛。Please, please, please.
Can you wait until you finish recording?
No, I really can't.
I'm sorry, but you really can't eat in here. The recording room is for recording only.
弄脏会生蟑螂蚂蚁的。
And you don't want to upset Winnie, right?
You're right. I'm sorry. I will not eat in here.
Good. I'll take your food out for you. By the way, what were you planning to have?
A salad from McDonald's. 麦当劳的沙拉. It's really healthy.
I don't think that's healthy.
I lost a few pounds after eating this for a week. It's healthy. And it's convenient. 又健康又方便.
Losing weight like this is not healthy at all, Ingrid.
Well, prove it to me and I'll believe you.
How about I show you a video?
Sure. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. And on the last day, I had this massive headache that was just infuriating. These places, they're supposed to be tasty, cheap, and convenient. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. And on the last day, I had this massive headache that was just infuriating. These places, they're supposed to be tasty, cheap, and convenient. OK, 再来我们来看看今天 pronunciation tips 的部分吧。首先，连音的部分 and on, and on, and 的 D 跟 on 的 O 连在一起 and on. 再来 had this, had this, had 的 D 跟 this 的 TH 连在一起 had this.你会发现 and on 跟 had this 的 D 都没有发的那么重，对，这边要注意哦。再来 infuriating, infuriating, infuriating 的 I 跟 A、是分开念，是先 infuri 然后再 ating, infuriating。那讲这个字的时候可以带一点情绪，因为 infuriating 就是有点讨厌、很烦的意思，所以可以 infuriating, OK, 就很有感觉嘛。Supposed to be.Supposed to be, 要连音 supposed 的 D 跟 to be 的 T, 然后再来 to be, O 跟 B 可以连在一起 supposed to be, supposed to be. 再来 cheap, cheap, 这里的 cheap 呢，记得 EA 是 E 的音，是长音哦，不是短的 E, 因为如果是短的话就会变成 chip, chip, 那就是 CHIP, 就是完全不同的意思了， OK, 这里是 cheap, cheap. 再来下一个字 convenient, convenient.Convenient 的中间中后的那个 IE 是先你再 ient convenient OK 好这是今天 pronunciation tips 的部分再来我们来看看今天的单字 vocabularies 首先第一个单字是 massive 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 的意思是巨大的大量的的意思 I have a massive crush on CecilyShe's talented, funny, and so pretty. 我对 Cecily 有巨大的爱慕感。她有才华，又幽默，而且好漂亮。OK, massive. 再来补充两个跟 massive 的同义字。OK, 第一个是 enormous. Enormous, 它的意思也是极大的、巨大的、庞大的。Monica slapped Chandler's face with all her strength, leaving an enormous red imprint on his face.Monica 用尽全力地甩了 Chandler 一巴掌，在他脸下留下了一个巨大的红印。Imprint 就是印子、压印的意思。再来下一个单字也是指巨大的、庞大的 ，gigantic。Gigantic. My roommate, as a joke, gave me an ostrich egg as a birthday gift. It's gigantic, and I don't know what to do with it.
我的室友开玩笑的给了我一个鸵鸟蛋当生日礼物，它超巨大的，我不知道要拿它来做什么。
OK, 那这就是这三个单字，都是庞大的、巨大的。那再复习一次 ：massive,
enormous 跟 gigantic。 那这三个字呢都会比 big 感觉听起来就比 big 还要再大一点，比较像 huge 这种感觉，比 big 还要再更大。 OK， 再来下一个单字 infuriating。 infuriating infuriating 的意思就是极恼人的。My stupid phone keeps auto-correcting my name Kirsten to Kristen. It's infuriating. 我的笨手机一直把我的名字 Kirsten 自动改成 Kristen. 真是讨厌。不止英文会遇到这种自动显字的困扰，其实中文也会，不知道大家有没有发生过。有一次我请我的朋友帮我买紫米牛奶，那个时候呢，不知道是怎么回事，我打字呢它自动选字选成了灾民牛奶，那我也没有注意就把它送出去了，就说我要一杯灾民牛奶。哇，误会可真大了，那个时候被大家嘲笑了很久。对，所以大家记得打字完之后再送出去前记得要多检查一遍。 OK， 再来补充一个单字 aggravating。 aggravating aggravating 是 infuriating 的相似词，它也是恼人的意思。My neighbor's dog kept barking in the middle of the night. It was aggravating. 邻居的狗半夜一直叫，实在是很恼人。OK， 再来下一个，补充一个片语 ，be supposed to。be supposed to。be supposed to 的意思是应该被期望或者是预期的意思。As a psychiatrist, you are supposed to help people get out of their misery and not to encourage them to end their lives. 身为一个心理医生，你应该要帮助别人度过困境，而不是鼓励他们结束生命。 OK， 再来下一个单字 convenient。 convenient convenient 的意思是方便的、便利的、省事的，或者是容易得到的、好用的。He put the potato chips beside his computer, so when he's watching a movie, it's convenient for him to reach them. 他把洋芋片放在他电脑的旁边，这样他看电影时会比较方便拿去。OK， 那 convenient 的相反词是 inconvenient， 前面加上 in， inconvenient 带来不便的。It's inconvenient for me to be this short. I can't reach the items on the top shelf at the store.长这么矮真的很不方便，我拿不到商店里架上最上乘的商品啊，真的是心有戚戚焉。我就很矮，我只有154公分而已，不管是搭捷运啊、搭公车要扶那个扶手，还是拿东西，真的很不方便，有时候都要请别人来帮忙啊，真的很希望自己可以多个5到10公分啊，这样就会方便很多。 OK， 再来补充一个单字，它是 convenient 的相似词handy。 handy handy 的意思是有用的、方便的、便利的。 When you live in the countryside, a car will come in handy. Sadly, I can't afford one. 住在乡下有一台车子的话会很方便，很可惜我买不起一台车。 OK guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Happy Friday guys. Be sure to practice and to leave a comment before you start your weekend. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.